Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mouse Ears Podcast, where we talk about all things travel, but mostly Disney. Brought to you by Fairy Tale Journeys Travel.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mouse Ears Podcast. I am back from my week-long hiatus. I am one of your wonderful hosts, Brooks, and with me are my two partners in crime. We have the great man in the great state of Texas, Kelton. How are you doing, Kelton?
Brooks, I'm great. I'm happy to be here. And welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. And then we have our other partner in this crime we call a podcast. In another part of Florida, we have Steph. How are you doing, Steph?
I'm good. I did not want to miss today's episode, even though, yes, I am in Orlando for this week.
Yeah, you're on vacation.
Yeah, so jealous. My wife would not let me podcast on vacation.
Thank you, Michael. That's all I got
to
say.
Shout out to Michael. Yes.
But this is a very special episode. It is hard to believe that next Thursday, May 9th, 2023, we released our first episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. We're coming up on 1 year. It has been a wild and crazy ride, and I can't wait till we hit our 5th year anniversary. But before we get into our reminiscing of the year and just talking about some of our favorite moments and episodes, as well as maybe even future projects, we have what has become one of my favorite segments, the new news. This week we have Kelton taking it away. Kelton in the studio.
Thank you, Brooks. No, it's I do. New news is always good because this week, well, let's just start with today. Universal Orlando, they came prepared. Their suit was pressed. The briefcase was full. Here we go. Epic Universe. They released information on their third themed land. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, Super Nintendo World. That's right. You go ahead and bust out that NES, your N64. Start blowing on all those cartridges. Get that dust out of there. We got to get back to the old school Mario Kart. That's right. So, no, I'm
excited
for it.
Break out your Surge soda.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Oh, man. What? I can't think of old chips, but your Dunkaroos and.
Oh, stop. Stop. Oh, that was a time. That was the time of your lives. Your Gen Z, your Gen Alphas, you'll get your time.
When they sing that song, now is the best time of your life, it was during that time.
It was. So we got Super Mario Land and Donkey Kong Country coming in Super Nintendo World. Two great like icons. When you talk about N64, really for more like me, because I wasn't born in the Stone Age like Brooks over there, with him being more of a I can't believe I said that on the recording. I'm so sorry. I know. Don't kick me off the podcast. No, Brooks is just a year or two older than me. But then we got Steph, who's a complete baby down there, probably like 23, God knows at that point. But I lost my train of thought, so we're going to move on. It's going to be great. Super Mario Land, Donkey Kong Country. It's going to be pretty awesome there. So sticking with Universal, we've got DreamWorks Land. I know this has been talked about once or twice. You've seen it all over Facebook and social media. DreamWorks is opening up June 14, 2024. It's going to be dedicated to Trolls, Shrek, and a little Kung Fu Panda. It's going to be pretty cool, I think. Going on, I'm telling Universal, they came swinging today. They've announced a few new things coming to both Islands of Adventure and Universal Studios Orlando. So first off, and I got to pull up my other tab here because I was not going to type this out. we have one show that is called Sensational. Is it I think it's Sensational. A symphonic spectacular. I was not good with my S's in elementary school. But that's going to debut on June 14th. So that is going to be over at Universal Studios. Going to be having, like, you know, water and it looks like maybe a little bit of fire too, but kind of going on the iconic scores and scenes from blockbuster films that have really inspired, like, Universal Orlando as well. Everything from Jurassic World, throwing it back to Jaws, Shrek, Ghostbusters, Trolls, Back to the Future, How to Train Your Dragon, Transformers, E.T. I'm not sure why they would throw Fast and the Furious, but they did. Maybe Don Omar will come out and start singing for us. The Minions, Mummy, and King Kong. So that's going to be pretty cool. It's not because it kind of, if anybody remembers the show they did a few years back over there at Universal Orlando, it was, I think it's going to be something like that, but it's something to keep you in the park a little bit longer. But on the Islands of Adventure side, over in Hogsmeade, we are going to have a show called Hogwarts Always, also debuting on June 14th. So Universal Orlando is going to be busy over there. So I'm looking forward to that. I think that's going to be pretty cool. That pretty much does it for, I think, Universal news. But now we're going West Coast. Yeah, we're going to head over to Disneyland in Anaheim, California. Disneyland announced a new 3-day ticket offer starting at $149 per child ages 3 to 9. And as little as $249 per adult, you can get these tickets if you're visiting Monday through Thursday. But if you're going over the weekend, that's Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, it's going to be $199 for children and $299 for adults. These tickets can be purchased starting May 29th and can be used from June 10th through September 26, 2024. Just as a little side note, reservations are still required. Yes, we don't like them. It's a bummer, but it might be here to stay for just a little bit longer. And the tickets can be used on non-consecutive days. If you're looking to head out there, I highly suggest you hit up our sponsor agency, Fairytale Journeys Travel, and make sure to let them know that myself, Brooks, and Steph definitely sent you. We do appreciate that. Staying, if you're going to stay over there for a couple of nights, make sure to check out the summer special savings for the Disneyland Resort, which are also available from June 10th through September 26th, 2024. We'll get that posted up on the Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook page, so definitely check us out on Facebook. We're just going to continue going. If anybody follows FTJ on Facebook, you may have seen that the agency owner, Suzanne Hayes, was out there at Disneyland last week. All the agency owners for all the travel agencies got to kind of go out early and really take a deep dive into what Pixar Fest is going to have for their guests out there. We're talking food, and we love food here on the Mouse Ears Podcast. We talk about it all the time. A lot of food, a lot of merch. It's going to be a great time out there. So definitely, if you're going out, check it out. We got a great show returning out there, even though I think Hollywood Studios number one, even though we only have the head and not the full body. Fantasmic is back starting May 24th. So only a couple more weeks for you West Coasters out there for one of the greatest shows I think that Disney has created. Continuing on, since we have crossed over that crazy line, 2024 is almost gone. Halfway to Halloween has come. Halloween time is starting August 23rd over there at Disneyland Resort in Anaheim with decor, character outfits, and ride overlays. I have not been out there to Disneyland yet. I really want to go. So maybe one day. I just got to stand by out there. Yeah, we'll get out there. Maybe the podcast will go. I think I can convince them. On top of that, we've got Plaza. Oh, Steph, you may have to help me on this one. I'm going to do my best. I am so sorry. Plaza de la Familia. Thank you very much. In Disney's California Adventure, featuring some storytelling and music from Coco. So that should be pretty cool. Actually, we just saw Disney on Ice a couple of weeks back here in down at NRG in Houston, and they did a little segment from Coco. I thought that was pretty slick. So I think that's going to be cool. Last little bit, can't forget about the old Disney Cruise Line. Disney has also revealed the new entertainment coming to their new area island, Disney Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point. I always want to say K. The Junico Celebration will introduce the quote from Disney itself. Hopefully Steph didn't put any big words in there for me. Signature festival of the Bahamas filled with colorful parades of dancing and music. You'll have the chance to experience the joy of an authentic Junico rush out as performers parade to the Goombay Cultural Center, where Mickey and Minnie Mouse, Donald and Daisy Duck will dance along, encouraging guests to join that vibrant celebration that brings the heartbeat of the Bahamas to life. As a side note, we will have FTJ agents on the inaugural sailing to Lookout Key this summer. So definitely suggest you to follow FTJ on any and all social media, if you don't already, to see some of the new things that the island holds. That's all we have for the new news. Brooks, back to you in the studio.
I'm sorry, Kelton, I didn't hear you because I'm so old, but great work.
Ouch. I can talk slower for you next time.
I mean, maybe speak up a little bit for us old folks here.
Ouch. Okay, yep. Karma exists. We got it. We're there.
No, Kelton, I loved it.
I know.
Great job, as always.
It's not as good as yours.
Listen, you
just do it. You're made for the new news. I don't know.
I mean, I think, oh man, what the guy from like Disney Resorts TV, is it Mark something?
I know who you're talking about.
I cannot think of a name, but you put him to shame. Kelton.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yes.
See,
made me forget his name.
I can't remember his name either, but I know who you're talking about. Get out of here, Steph.
Yeah. Oh man. I mean Steph is better than Molly Ears. We're just gonna say that. So
that deserves an applause. Way to go, Steph.
But
yeah, make me tear on this anniversary episode.
So,
and I was already getting emotional about it.
Oh, so that is why we're here tonight, and that's why you're here with us. It is our anniversary show. So we released, and I was looking at this. We released our first episode, technically our episode zero. As we put it, introducing your Mouse Ears podcast hosts. And that was by far our shortest episode of 7 minutes and 38 seconds.
How many freaking times did we re-record that episode because we couldn't figure it out? Well, that's not the right word. We weren't confident then and we were second guessing everything we were doing. Not that we regret this podcast by any means. It was just like, we wanted it to be so nice and so professional and so like, plus for the audience members who don't know and haven't been with us from the beginning, and we have never met, we are such great friends now, but we've never met each other in person. So even though Kelton and Brooks had started talking about this podcast, you know, January of 2023, and then we recorded eventually in May of 2023. I met you guys in April of 2023, and then you guys had Kara. Like, it was trying to find that chemistry when you'd never met anyone before, which, I mean, great. Listen, we got it. It's awesome. We've got a groove. We have so much fun with this. But at the time, we didn't want to step on each other's toes. We weren't wanting to talk over one another. There were awkward silences because we're like, who's talking next? So fun. I mean, looking back, obviously at that time, we were all sweating and nervous. Looking back at it now, it's like, you know, those growing pains. We're so happy with the growth that we've, you know, obviously had in the past year. Love Mouse Ears Podcast. And in that year, we've even had a new rebranding of the logo. I mean, there's just so, and we're going to touch on all that. But we've come a long way in just a short amount of time, 365 days.
It's crazy to think about. But like Seth said, this all started with, I think both him and I kind of had a thought around the same time. Again, had never even talked to each other before. But I think we posted like around the same time of, hey, would anyone want to do a podcast? I've talked about it previously. I've done a couple of podcasts. My brother and I, which was on our A Tale of Two Brothers episode from this season, kind of talked about our podcast, which is on hiatus. We say the BB and J podcast, Brooksy Baby and Jake, the J to the Cobb. And then my wife Kelsey and I had a podcast for a little while, Walkers on Main Street.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
So and
that, I'm sad. What happened? Wait, I need to know, why did these podcasts get canceled? Because that name is just brilliant.
Well, honestly, the BB and J podcast is on a hiatus. That one was something that we still sometimes have problems with to this day, connection issues. I have better Wi-Fi now. Back then it was Kelsey couldn't stream Netflix or anything and record the podcast at the same time. The Walkers on Main Street, it just got to be a lot. It was just Kelsey and I doing that. And I don't think she really enjoyed kind of talking on a podcast all the time. I do hope to eventually have her on here eventually. I would like to have all of our significant others.
I want to do a spouse or significant other episode. Yes, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Amazing. But moving on, so we recorded our first episode.
That could be like a food and wine episode. I'm just saying, just throwing it out there. Like, sorry.
Are you talking about our potential season 3 in September?
Could be. Could work out.
We may talk about that in later on. But since that May 9th episode of 2023, we have to this day, not including this episode, we have 46 episodes total of the Mouse Ears podcast. Yes.
No, please continue, and then I'll say my comment.
As you can tell, we have gotten over our a fear of talking over people, but please proceed.
This is true. Listen, it's just a smidgling interjection. And it's for, again, those that haven't followed us, when we first started and we were trying to get, you know, the handle of things, we were doing like a bi-weekly episode. And then we eventually, I want to say within like 3 months, we ended up doing weekly. And another one of our growing pains was at the time we were trying to figure out scheduling because it wasn't really working out too well.
I had just started a new job too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we were trying to figure out like what days would work out, when could we record, how long could we record. So we didn't have the consistency that we do have now. Just another like thing to reminisce about how, you know, we did start with this only wanting to be like a bi-weekly, thinking it was going to be bi-weekly for a lot longer. So I'm glad that we got over that because it's so fun. We look forward to these recordings every week. I don't know if you guys remember, at one point too, we were like, should we have numbered episodes? Should we have new news or not? We didn't originally have that because we weren't able to drop episodes consecutively. We didn't know when they were going to be going out or not. We had, you know, just a lot of growing pains. And I just love that this episode is meant to showcase that because we've come a long way already and there's so much more room for improvement. So
and that's season, my introduction. Yeah. In season one, too, we had a different drop day of our episodes. Yeah. I think it was almost like a week. I believe it was almost like a week after we recorded when the episode dropped. And with this season, we wanted to incorporate new news. So we literally record on a Thursday and we release on a Monday to try to stay as topical as possible. But with that, it, you know, having to learn different, you know, if you want to get into detail of how we edit it, maybe we'll have a Patreon episode eventually. Maybe we'll have Patreon where we talk about our editing. That will be just a super fun episode. Anyway. Gross.
We also had a different intro jingle.
Yep.
That's we did.
So, for those that don't know, we had a Morse code opening. And that Morse code actually spelled out Mouse Ears Podcast. Thought that was pretty clever, too. So we've come a long way. We've definitely, like, continued to keep the ball rolling with this podcast.
Should we make that? Should we make that a thing where each season we have a different intro? Potentially? I don't know.
I like it. To be determined.
To be discussed.
If our audience have anything to say about that, please let us know on the Facebook group. We would love to hear what your thoughts are on different jingles every season.
I mean, if any band listening to this wants to create our jingle, I mean, you can hit us up. We would love that. Anyway.
So, well, I want to interject because Steph did. I think I should get a turn too as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll do it. I am curious. Does anybody know, like, the music that is in our introduction? I want to know if anybody actually know it is from, well, it's not from Disney. It's actually, if I remember correctly, from a musical from maybe the 40s or the 50s. Casey might kill me that I don't know, because I do know she knows it's not from Disney, but it is played at a Disney somewhere in Walt Disney World. So if you know, you know. There you go. That's all. No, not you. You know. Brooks knows. He's sad. I'm sorry, Brooks.
Listen,
maybe at the end you can share it.
My old brain here. I mean, you're saying old. I'm drinking Prime. I mean, not a sponsor, but Logan Paul. Come on. Anyway, so we've, as of this recording, we have 46 episodes. We'll have 47 when the anniversary drops. We've had 16 episodes with guests on it. So about a third of our episodes have guests. And that has, it's been mostly agents from our wonderful sponsor, Fairy Tale Journeys Travel. We've also had Peter Burkhart from the Burkhart Project, which, by the way, congratulations, Peter and Sarah, bringing home the third child, Charlie, today.
Now, that and, was a fun app. Yes. I loved having him on, talking about Halloween
He is a Horror Nights. Wealth of knowledge.
Yes. But see, that goes to show that, you know, the people that we bring on, though, are, you know, extremely knowledgeable in whatever we're talking about. So we're not going to give you, you know, we try not to give wrong information or bad information. So that's why we bring on people who know about all this stuff. If you listened last week, I mean, we had Stephanie Hefner on talking about, you know, Sandals and Beaches. She's a big seller for Sandals and Beaches. So we bring on quality people.
So, and speaking of that, we have covered various topics, including Disney World, Disneyland, Run Disney, Universal Orlando, Royal Caribbean, Disney Cruise Lines, Adventures by Disney, and Sandals, Sandals and Beaches. And we hope to cover more topics as the years and episodes come on. Yes, Steph, you have a question in the back.
We also talked about Disneyland Paris.
Yes.
With Rachel Turley as well. Mm-hmm. That is correct. That was a really awesome episode. Yeah. And just highlighting too, like we do get involved with the different seasons, which I think is a lot of fun too. And especially the festivals at Epcot or Halloween and things like that. I feel like people really like those because it helps people get an idea too what they can do for these holidays and what they can do for these different times of the year. Those are always fun too.
So to segue into the next thing I was going to bring up, our most listened to episode of the podcast is from back in season one with, you know, our special guest host Elise Woodley. With, I think it was the first time she was on our podcast with the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party.
We love you, Elise.
So she's our special guest host.
She's been on a number of times.
She has, which is why she gets special guest
hosts. I think she's the one that the FTJ agent / guest host that's been on the most.
So.
And because of her, we had a couple giveaways actually too, which have been giveaways. Fun. Yeah.
So speaking of that, I think I'd love to try to do something for Not So Scary. Whenever we get dates, Disney, I mean, come on, like halfway to Halloween, we're past it. But I have seen some people come up with some crazy good costumes for now. I saw a picture one year, somebody went as all seven themed lands, the trash cans for the party. I mean,
there was something last year as the trams.
Mm-hmm. I was just about to say that.
Hashtag justice for the trams.
You know how much fun I've been having going on the trams on this trip? And Mike will have the audacity yesterday to be like, it's a beautiful sunset leaving Hollywood Studios. Let's go on a walk, not the trams. And I just looked at him like, you don't want to go on the trams? This is the last ride of the day. You do not miss out on the last ride of the day when it is a tram. We ended up going on a lovely stroll, though, because it was a beautiful sunset. I can't complain, but hashtag justice for the trams.
So I will say on our last trip, which since the last time I've been on the podcast, I did do the Hakuna Matata 10 miler. Or I should say the Hakuna 5 miler. I unfortunately got swept. I will say I had been battling like a bad sinus infection for like 2 months.
You
kind of hear it on the podcast. So I wasn't able to train like I wanted to. But I did what I could, and I will be back stronger than ever the next time I do a Run Disney event. But I also wanted to save myself to enjoy our time at Disney. I will say, though, with the trams, it is very hard to get a stroller on the trams.
Yes.
So the one time that we actually drove and parked, we parked at Hollywood Studios because during our last trip, we were able to actually snag a reservation at 1900 Park Fair. So we took Ellie, where she got to meet, who all was there? It was Cinderella. It was Aladdin. It was Mirabelle. And actually, Tiana was not there that day, but they had Snow White. So she got to meet them. And then we drove to Hollywood Studios. And Kelsey got to ride the tram with Ellie while I walked with an empty stroller to the front. With that, we had such a great time. I'd love to talk about that on a later date on my latest trip.
Oh, absolutely.
But moving on, I think it would be kind of fun to talk about potentially some of our favorite episodes, favorite moments from this past year. So I'll start off with some of my favorite episodes that we've recorded. And listen, I like all of them. I feel like every episode is one of my children. But if I had to pick some favorites, I feel like Imagineer for a Day was such a fun episode to record.
That was fun.
Because it wasn't just research, but like we got to actually like, you know, kind of use our minds, and eventually when Disney uses our ideas, because hey, there's been several times we've talked about stuff and Disney uses it. Yeah. Justice for the Tramps.
That's right.
You know, the Run Disney episode was a fun one. You know, I mentioned earlier Peter Brookhart with the Halloween Horror Nights episode. That was such a fun one too. I might actually be going to Halloween Horror Nights this year. So, you know, we're working on that. And then the March Madness episode was such a fun one. Kelton really set us up for that one with all of his hard work. You know, if they just didn't have that rule in Texas where you cannot miss a rodeo.
And the sad part was that performance was, the rodeo was great. The band performance was not the best. So I was very, very saddened. I missed a quality episode.
Yes, but I mean, we wouldn't have had that episode without all of your hard work beforehand.
Oh, shucks. That. Stop it. Keep coming. Come on, a little bit more.
I mean, your poise, your grace, your Miss United States. But does anyone else want to talk about some of your favorite episodes?
I do, yes. So
I do too.
First off, Icon of the Seas parts 1 and 2. I love Royal Caribbean. Having Jenny Rich on was great, who got to do the 3-day inaugural sailing on Icon of the Seas out of Miami. Awesome time. I can't wait to board that ship. That was one of my favorites. Y'all, I want to talk about the March Madness episode real quick. So I was delayed a little bit on listening to it. So Casey and I were doing what Texans do best. We were driving to Kansas to pick up a cow that we had purchased and got processed. So we're in the car, and it's a solid 9 hours from, you know, from Houston to God knows where in southern Kansas. So we're on the way, and I'm like, I have not listened to part 2 of March Madness. So I started over so Casey can listen, and we're listening both. And she's over there going, you know, she's like disagreeing with Elise on a lot of things. And she, it was halfway through, she had said, nope, Elise is not allowed on the podcast. Steph, she almost kicked you off at least twice. So, you know, you got to be real careful on that one. But she did, you know, agree that both, you know, Steph, you're allowed to stay on because, you know, she's okay with some of your choices. Elise is okay to be invited back on. Jen Turlington did great. Casey loved it. Like, she agreed with everything Jen had said. So Jen, you're good. I mean, you can host again. Brooks, she did great with you because you hosted. However,
no, I still want to see. I was going to say, what did she think of my 2 vetoes?
Acceptable is the one word I can come up with.
I feel like there's other words that we're not allowed to say, but continue.
I wouldn't say. I see why you use them. I do. However, when Steakhouse 71 did not make it through the last round, I was a little I was a little hurt. So if you were passing by me in on I-35, probably in Oklahoma, north of Oklahoma City at that time, and you saw me shaking my fist out the front windshield, it wasn't at you. It was at my podcast family. So no, I loved March Madness. I have a couple more ideas for some fun, interactive ones. So I'm hoping, that it might be a season 3 thing. So
who did you want to win? And who did Casey want to win? I'm curious. I'm sure you guys discussed it.
I might have to call Casey in here to figure out who she wanted to win. But I don't agree with Ohana's being number one. That's just me. I don't. I'm sorry, guys. I will eat there when we go. But y'all, Steakhouse 71, man. Don't sleep on it.
That would have been my number one choice.
So.
To my death.
It's okay, Brooks. It's okay.
To my death.
Now, I'm all for Steakhouse Ohana's for dinner. The breakfast, I'm a little.
Oh.
I think we're going Kate for May dinner. Has better food for breakfast.
We're going for dinner. So.
Well, of course. Yeah. No.
The teriyaki noodles.
Just. We'll get to it. We'll get to that later in the episode. I know. It's a lot of hand motions going on.
I don't know what to do with my hands. I feel like I was riding in a spaceship. live longer, prosper. Okay.
Oh man, that
did was, you have any
that
other
was epic?
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that was an epic episode.
Did you have any other favorite episodes?
I mean, I completely agree with you. I loved the Imagineer episode, and I loved March Madness. I really like the informative episodes and there's history. I know that we had some technical issues, so the conservation episode didn't go up as expected. I had fun with that because I just love it. But personal preference aside, I thought we had a lot of fun breaking down the My Disney Experience app one, because there's so much there. And we actually, like, for it to be an informative episode, I felt like we were just so passionate about it too. That one was great. I definitely want to do like a Universal version of it. I also thought we had a lot of fun with the Jollywood Night episode.
That was a fun one. Shelby
Strickland. I thought we had a great time with that one. So shout out to you, Shelby, for coming on and putting a positive spin on Jollywood Nights when so many people were like not technically happy with how the first few nights were with all the kinks. But it was a brand new, event.
You should know, you don't buy the first cars off the lot the first year. You know, it's like, come on, people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the same side, we should have expected. I mean, Disney, come on, step it up here. Like, really, right. Come on.
Right. But I thought that was also a fun episode, especially, like, don't get me wrong, I love, Not So Scary and Very Merry. I love the festival episodes, and I think they do very well with our audience viewership. But what was really fun about that one, too, is that it was like a brand new topic for all of us. Like, yes, we can sit here and say we've never been to Disneyland Paris or Adventures by Disney with Laura, which we really enjoyed those episodes, too. But this was like brand new. Like, there was nothing and no one to give us like a briefing before or for us to have like genuine training before, type of thing, because this was brand new for everyone across the board, never before experienced. So I thought that was really fun too. And just like, again, tackling something like that, it was fun. Shelby was great. But again, I mean, honestly, Brooks, you said it's like, I think it was Brooks, like choosing between your children. Like, how do you do it? They're all fun in their own way. We have our ups, we have our downs. We fill in each other's like, hey, listen, I'm maybe not at my 100 today, but then no matter what, we eventually just end up like getting into a group and getting so excited and passionate about everything that we talk about here. So they're all great. Those are just like a few that pop up at the top of my head, honestly.
So, and then moving on from favorite episode, what are some of your favorite moments from the past year?
My sweat is colder than the Florida weather.
And see, that
people
that
need even to understand where that came from, because that was before we even started recording. So yeah, Brooks, take it away.
No, I mean, I was just going to say, like, that was, so here's the thing. Whenever we start to record, this is going to be a little bit of like behind the scenes of the Mouse Ears podcast. We generally sign on to record around 8. Some of us get on a little late, like tonight. I got on a little bit after 8. When I got on, both Kelton and Steph were already on. We generally don't hit record till earliest 8:30. Sometimes it's closer to 9 before we even start recording. On a school night too, by the way. It was one of our sessions. Like, I think we were just getting on and talking about, you know, what we thought the podcast, like what our visions were for the podcast and everything. And we were just talking about the Florida heat. And
were we getting ready for the water park episode? Is that the one that was for?
I don't think so. I think this was before.
I think this was before we even recorded our first episode. Yeah. And I believe Steph, we'll preface, you said it.
I did say it. Yeah. And it's only because I have really bad jokes. And I was super like, I had like the nervous giggles. And if you heard our earlier episodes, I was probably like, I spend more time laughing than I did talking on the episodes. Because I was just like, so excited. I'm having a good time. I thought all of our jokes are funny. I pretend to be funny because I'm not. Michael can attest to the fact that I am not a funny person. If I say something funny, it's like, I'm probably not saying it with the intention to be funny. And we were just talking about the Florida heat and how when could you go to Florida and go to the parks and not sweat? And how there's probably 5 days in the whole year where it might be considered chilly. And I don't even know the like specific context in which it was said. And I just blurted out like, yeah, you know, my sweat is colder than the Florida, whatever. And for whatever reason, we were just stuck on that and laughing. And to this day, we're like, bad. It doesn't even make sense. It's not even funny. Even Kara's like, I still don't get it, but we still laugh because it was anybody just, does.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just one of those things.
Kira, like a blooper. Lived in the north. Like she doesn't understand sweat.
Well, so. She does go to Disney enough. So to an extent. It must be
the summertime too. I'm not going to Disney in the summertime. Sorry, people. It ain't happening.
It's
tough. Yeah. It's tough. I'm currently here. Yeah.
I will say last time I went, which was a couple of weeks ago, the race day Sunday, that was brutal. That Monday and Tuesday afterwards, the high was 79. It was glorious. It's like God said, I'm sorry for that race day. I'm going to give you a gift. But
yeah, it's more hot, really hot days than not. Let's be real. We're hitting the 90s, you know, 90s Fahrenheit, and it's just bring out those neck fans, people, and those cooling towels.
I'm just glad we don't have to wear the mask. On top of that, I have a picture of, they had just opened up, I think it was like the parks have been opened up maybe 2 weeks, and Kelsey and I went for just a weekend, and I have like the Grogu mask on. Yeah. And you can't tell, but it is just literally drenched with that cold sweat, cold Florida sweat.
Cold Florida sweat is a thing. I mean, like, It cools me down. It's just disgusting.
I feel like whenever we do make merch, we need to make a merch that just has, it just says Florida weather, and as you sweat, the words appear, my sweat is colder than.
I think that's what we came up with last year when we talked about this. Oh man. So,
I can't wait for merch. I mean, I want to hear from our audience, but do you guys want merch? Because we want merch. And if you guys want merch, this might just expedite our merch creative juices to kind of manifest themselves onto the Facebook page.
So, Kelton, what's some of your favorite moments?
I had our sweat is colder than the Florida weather. That was my favorite. What a weird thing, guys.
I think we all had that on some of our favorite moments.
No, I had more. I mean, it was just this entire thing. You know, I don't know if maybe my favorite moment was really how this whole thing just got started. It's kind of how, because like we said, Brooks, it was you and I talking in the beginning, because I'd only been with Fairy Tale Journeys 6 months at that point. I mean, and it just kind of, you know, took off from there. 4 months of, you know, 3 months of discussing, you know, we brought Kara on. She was excellent to have, a wealth of knowledge to have through season one. And she had to get off due to, you know, family conflict. Family always comes first no matter what. So she, you know, we were sad to see her go. But then we brought, you know, Steph on just after we brought Kara on too, because Steph was late doing something. God knows what she was doing at that point. Couldn't even make the meeting. So.
Yeah, I didn't make the original meeting. I was so upset. And I like bit the bullet and reached out to you guys to see if my, you know. I'm glad you guys reached out to
me. And the rest is history.
No, I'm very grateful. I mean, it was, this whole thing was a work in progress. And I mean, probably I'd have to say that's, you know, if it wasn't for your Facebook post, we wouldn't be here.
So like, some of my favorite moments, from the past season, of course, is, my sweat is colder than the Florida weather.
Mm-hmm.
But then also when y'all started ragging on me, when I talked about my honorable mention of rides at Universal was the moving sidewalk at City Walk going to Voodoo Donuts.
I just shake my head. No, that was a fun episode talking.
That
about
was a fun. That was attractions. Early on too.
That was early on, and talk I about and throwback. I feel like, and I feel like that was like, because that was an episode where it was the three of us, and
Universal, yeah,
yeah, it was Universal, and I feel like that was too, our personalities, because again, that was one of our earlier episodes. Our personalities really started coming out in that episode.
I laughed a lot on that one.
Yeah.
Like an obscene amount on that one. That was a fun episode.
Because like we were still kind of reserved and getting to know each other and trying to figure out the dynamic and everything. So that was kind of one of the first episodes that we kind of really let loose, I feel like. And it's a predecessor to some of the train wreck episodes that we've had. which I love our train wreck episodes. That may be just me, but I love our train wreck episodes. And then also the steakhouse confessionals.
Oh, those were funny.
I feel like that needs to be a t-shirt, the steakhouse confessionals.
Yes!
Like,
oh my gosh.
Like, I don't, that was just, it was just perfectly planned when you talked about it. Like,
it was not this. Planned, Brooks. That it's, was not
you
planned.
Said, I would take this to my grave, and then Elise looks to you. I'm like, I said I would take this to my grave, and it's the complete opposite thing. And I was just
the
like,
worst part is like, Jen knew. She just looked at us and she's like, the bomb. I see the bomb.
I was like, what is going on here?
So does anybody know, is Elise still like married? Did her husband listen to the episode at all?
She is still happily married.
There we go.
They're going to Sandals in a few weeks too. So
that's right. He could leave until after the trip.
Exactly.
So
that was so fun.
Oh, shout out to Elise.
Mm-hmm.
The Steakhouse Confessionals has
That was flat out hysterical. That was like the most genuine, like full belly laugh, and I have goosebumps just thinking about it. Oh my gosh!
And I'm sitting here as with a decider vote. I'm like, I can't make a decision because number one, I haven't been to either. Which I almost went to La Sierre on our latest trip. It was a 10-minute wait.
Same thing.
And, oh, man.
Wow, same parallels with Elise.
Yeah, and we ended up eating at the Lotus Blossom Cafe in China, which also has the pork egg rolls.
Pork egg rolls. Yes. Can't go
so,
wrong.
So, moving on. Let's think a little bit to the future here. Do y'all what would be some of y'all's, I think we've talked about it too, like there's different people that we would potentially like on the show. If you could, you know, we pitch it to anyone and they would say yes to come on, who would be some of your dream guests on the Mouse Ears podcast? Kelton, I think I know one of yours.
Like realistic dream or unrealistic dream?
Whichever.
Oh,
all
wow.
things are possible. I mean,
wow.
According to Kevin Garnett, anything is possible.
Okay. All right. I'm not going first.
I mean, I can say mine.
I can go first. But
Brooks knows mine.
I thought Kelton was ready.
Oh, I am. Kelton's.
And it's one of my dream guests, too. Should we say
my dream guest? We could say it together.
1, 2, 3. Paging Mr. Morrow.
Yeah,
he was at Disney the same time I was too.
I knew you guys were gonna say that.
He was there,
and he's one of those. You know, his videos are great. He tells it. You know. Like,
he tells it like it is.
That's we'll see. And another one that I would say I'd bring on is PC Dev. You know, he's also on. He is very like, hey, this is just these are my thoughts. This is what I'm seeing. And I mean, he has said good and bad for Disney Universal. He's spoken about Royal Caribbean. I mean, Virgin Voyages, like. There's a lot of people out there. And so, Paging Mr. Morrow, my number one. Nate, email me.
Yes. He was there when I was at Disney. And I think I was trying to ride Cali River Rapids while we were at Animal Kingdom and just ended up not happening. I think I came very close to being able to ride with Tim Tracker. Because he was there the same day I was at Animal Kingdom, and he rode Kelly River Rapids around the same time I was looking to ride. I'm like,
oh,
so
it'll happen.
I'll go on because I have a couple of dream guests. Paging Mr. Morrow, obviously another one, which someone that I actually met on our last trip, and they were a delight.
Yeah.
Dapper Danielle,
shout out Dapper Danielle,
we love you.
Got pictures. She was a big fan of Ellie, as everyone is.
Unsurprising.
She complimented Kelsey and Ellie on their dresses because they were wearing matching Disney dresses.
So cute.
But I would love to have. We've had one half of them, but I would love to have both members of the Brookhart Project, Peter and Sarah.
Absolutely.
We've talked about it earlier. I would love to have Kelsey, Casey, and Michael on the podcast.
If only Michael had a name with a K, it would have been perfect.
K- Keuchel?
Listen, I haven't met Kelsey or Casey, and I'm really looking forward to the day that I do. In my head, I have to actively think, who am I talking to? Is it Casey or Kelsey? Because the K's trip me up.
I mean, you could be like my grandfather till the day he passed away. Always called her Chelsea. Never once got her name right.
Oh, bless his heart. That's funny. So, oh, gosh. Is that your last one, Brooks?
No, another dream guest, which actually we have talked about. They will actually be on in a future episode later on this month. My friends Jordan and Robbie. I call them my running Ohana.
Cute.
We have a group message saying called Running Ohana, and we are going to have a Run Disney Part 2 episode, and we'll have them on, and I'm really looking forward to that episode. Steph, do you have any other dream guests?
Two. One. I'm a huge fan of Lily and Paul from Dear and Darling. Love to have them on. They're just phenomenal people from what I can see. And so hopefully we can have them on in the future season. And then I'm just gonna say it because no one else said it. You know, I would love to have the Joffrey's representative who works with Disney to understand the absolute genius mind of creating amazing specialty Disney coffee. We just want them.
The excitement that came over Brooks when you said that was awesome.
It was a good thing I was
currently have a Star Wars collection of coffee. What? So whoever the Joffrey's representative is for Disney or vice versa, please come on. Please, please, just like explain to us the wonderful things that you guys do. Because, by the way, I had Brooks, shout out to you on this one. I had the Roundup Latte at Hollywood Studios and I was in heaven. And I just kept thinking again, like, I love Joffrey's. Like, you know how like people get so excited, myself included, when I eat any Mickey-shaped food, like a Mickey ice cream? This is the jovial, happy, bubbly, just elated feeling that I get when drinking a Joffrey's coffee. Just knowing that there's a Mickey face on it of some sort is just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I just want to talk to someone from Joffrey's. I want that. That is my dream.
I also want to talk to someone from Disney about who comes up with the popcorn buckets.
Word.
I mean, the one that's coming
out.
I might have that answer for you.
Oh, your connections.
But I won't say it here.
We'll talk after the podcast.
I'll just say the one that's coming out for Star Wars, the salvaged stormtrooper helmet.
That's pretty cool.
I'm trying to work on connections.
Yeah, I need that one. That's for sure.
But moving along, what episodes are y'all looking up to that we have scheduled? I mentioned Run Disney Part 2. And then just, I think next week we have the breakdown of Disney packages.
Disney and Universal.
Yeah.
Coming in the next couple of weeks. So, those are going to be fun.
We don't have this one scheduled yet, but I'm really excited to talk about Disney Cruise Line, the treasure, and the new island, because that's just cool. And as well, any more future Adventures by Disney and eventually a National Geographic's episode too. So more like topics that we want to talk about. We've talked about talking about, haven't been necessarily planned yet, but definitely widening the horizons from just land attractions. Really excited about that.
So, and then also, what other topics are y'all looking forward to covering? I mean, we kind of mentioned that, but man, I can't wait till we do an episode on just Epic Universe. Because it's coming as soon as they release everything.
Not just doing an episode on it, but I want to record there. Like, I'm hoping that the three of us, and maybe four at that time, will be able to all, like, be there. You know, the opening, and it's going to be hard, but to be there for the opening, you know, week. Or it might even be month, but let's just get there as a podcast and get to hold each other. Brooks, you might have to hold me as I cry for, you know, I'll hold you in How to Train Your Dragon. You hold me in Harry Potter, and we're just hold each other. That's all we're going to have to do.
We're going to need a day to like do the rides and then a day to just try the different foods and like just something. Like everywhere,
and then day three we record.
Yeah, we're gonna need a few. I agree.
I am so looking forward to that Donkey Kong roller coaster.
Oh yeah,
that was my childhood. How to Train Your Dragon. You know what? So, that arm, that new technology with the arm. If you haven't watched the video, watch it because it looks ridiculous. So cool. So cool.
But I would like to do a episode, you know, like, you know, heavy research, but like different history topics with Disney.
Having an Imagineer on the episode, like a former Imagineer, come on and talk to us about
Rudy, come on.
Yes.
I would actually physically cry and get into like a fetal position just out of pure excitement. Like, I can't believe this is happening. Like, that for me, like, you know, Josh, how people get tomorrow? I don't think so. I'm sure he has a contract, but
what's the worst thing I can say?
You know, people get excited for Taylor Swift. Like, no. How I would get for, like, me neither. But how I would get for Josh tomorrow or Joe Rohde. Joe Rohde, specifically, the mastermind behind Animal Kingdom or Lookout Key, for instance. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I couldn't put it in words. I couldn't. Just saying.
If we could have gotten Chester and Hester from the Dinoland USA.
Yes. Rest in peace.
I did get to play some of the carnival rides, and I got a little raptor.
Aww.
Oh, nice. So,
actually won souvenirs. A prize.
You paid. You know,
I paid. I played three games, I played two. Kelsey played one, so I paid.
$12. You won it. Okay.
Yeah, I won it. But also, I would love to do an Alani episode.
That one's definitely coming.
Yeah, and also an episode about Disney and Star Wars and their history together.
Hello. I am representing May the 4th a couple days early or a couple days late, depending, you know, for when you hear this episode. But yes. So the answer will always be yes.
But and then also I would love to do an episode, you know, Disney is kind of ramping up their cinema releases here in the summer.
Lots to look forward to there.
Inside Out 2, Moana 2, Frozen, like a lot of sequels.
Mufasa, that's a prequel. That one was, I'm excited for that one.
So maybe we'll see Scar getting his scar. So.
You know, if we don't, I'll think I might be disappointed. I think I might actually be disappointed.
Fun
if we
fact,
don't.
That's not his real name. His real name is Taka. T A K A. I believe that's how you pronounce it. I'm I'm known for mispronouncing words.
It means trash in Swahili. Just FYI.
And doesn't Simba mean lion?
Yes, they're saying yes, yeah. Lion.
Yeah.
Things you learn on the safari.
Oh yeah. But moving along with topics we want to cover in dream episodes. So going into kind of, again, looking to the future, where do you envision or like to see the podcast in a year?
Not on a hiatus.
Yes.
It's really where I wanted.
So, I don't know about a year. Like, I'm going to the D23 it's not an expo. Not anymore. The D23. Oh, I can't remember the actual new name. Yeah, thank you.
I don't know if that's a new name, but it's an event.
Yes. So I'm going, but I'm paying with my own money because I want to know what's in store for the future of Disney, especially it as an answer to Epic Universe, right? But I would love for us, the Mouse Ears podcast, to not only be able to go to the D23 event in the future when it comes to Walt Disney World in 2025, but I would love a future where we get media passes, where what that means is we actually get invited by, the Walt Disney Company to go to all 3 days and, talk about what they talk about. Tell our audience members and explore what these different topics are that they reveal, whether it's blue sky concepts, whether it's, new movies, whatever it is. For us to be able to go in and be invited by them and, relay it to our growing audience member.
That's I think that's a great thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's my dream. And I know we'll get there. Who knows if it'll be for 2025, but I know we'll get there.
I mean, I would say in the past year, I think throughout all of our episodes, we've had over 3,000 listens of all of our episodes. I mean, literally starting from nothing. And just building this up, just from the hard work of us. I feel like that's good. And we're just, season two, we've seen growth from season one and, I'm just looking forward to what, as we keep going, how it grows. Kelton, what about you?
That's a darn good question. I mean, to be honest, I'd love to actually, be recognized like a lot of these other vloggers and podcast people and, not just be invited to like the media portion of D23, but the media portion to things opening, Suzanne Hayes, gets to go to a lot of great things for being the owner operator of a travel agency, but there are things that the media gets invited to. And I think that would be awesome if we got to do that, a one time. Plus on top of it, and I'll say it, I think it'd be great to record an episode from a Royal Caribbean cruise ship, maybe Icon, Star of the Seas coming in 2025. Who knows?
Utopia coming this summer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey,
Star of the Seas is coming out of Port Canaveral in 25. So that's only 6 hours from Brooks, 3 from you, Steph, and I can fly into MCO and be there in 2 hours. So,
listen, there are so many possibilities and wonderful ideas. All of them include us being able to at least record one episode together in person, and finally meeting in person.
Yeah.
That's definitely the most attainable and my number one goal, I believe. you know, just talking with you guys and hanging out and meeting each other's significant others, and then fangirl over Disney and Universal in person.
That could come the weekend of September 8th through whatever the that is. I mean, our rooms were booked and then had to cancel them because I'm using my parents' DVC points. Shout out to my parents for letting me rent those from them at a reasonable cost, which is why I want to buy DVC points. But we're going to be down there. So I'm hoping
September might be the
month.
We all
can get down there. So I think that would be
incredible.
Well, plus it's food and wine. So I'm hoping that, we can live stream the concert series from TikTok and, you know, and all that. It'd be great. We might have matching shirts.
Oh, ooh.
We could have my sweat is colder than a Florida weather shirts. It's or true. on the back, hashtag steakhouse just confessionals.
I love it. So, love it. Possibilities are endless with this podcast, that's for sure.
I mean,
I love. Yeah. I love what we do, and I love this podcast, and I love just the growth, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, that was
one of
my biggest things. Like, within a year, we have at least one episode where we are live in person.
Recording. God, that'd be cool.
And then also, like, just around this time next year, hopefully preparing to have another live episode with Epic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Universal, please have that as a gift to us for a second year anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh, that would be cool.
I wouldn't be able to sleep. I'd be so excited.
So,
I'll say this, though.
Yeah.
I just want and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I want to know what our audience wants to hear from us.
Yes.
In the future. I really do. I think every time we do our polls, I get excited because I'm like, well, not only these topics that we love, but we're getting that feedback. And, you know, I highly encourage anyone who listens to us and does follow our Facebook group to, you know, don't be shy. Let us know.
Yes. What do we want is more feedback in the next year.
Mm-hmm. When do we want it?
Yeah.
Now. Right now. We want it right now.
Yeah.
Do not text and drive on your way into work as you're listening to this.
Yes. If that's the case, you know, wait till you're at a safe location and then let us know.
Absolutely.
but I think the sentiment is the same. Where do we envision it in a year? Still recording this podcast.
Absolutely.
Because I thoroughly enjoy doing it with y'all, and I could.
The three amigos. Kelsey's getting emotional. I love it.
I was gonna say I couldn't ask for a better team, and like, you know, just real quick before like wrapping it up, I talked about our latest trip, and this latest trip, we finally were able to get Ellie to stay up long enough for a fireworks show.
Oh,
and just
that broke my heart.
It was happily ever after. And I was like, I have to live stream this with Kelton and Steph. And it was.
Oh, I watched it. We were there.
Like,
we watched.
My own mother was there. She watched too.
I just remember literally towards the end of that, like, hugging Kelsey and Ellie, like, I'm crying.
And, as you should, Brooks. And, God darn.
Because, like, just those, you know, the journey of all that, and we've talked about it in a previous episode,
mm-hmm.
how much Happily Ever After means to me. But then also I was just like, I felt like I had y'all there as well. So it was just, it was
cheeks are.
It was special.
Oh.
It was fun. It was fun.
It was awesome.
I can't wait till we're in person watching the show. You want to talk about tears?
Heck yeah.
So, but guys, I think that just about does it for our anniversary episode.
What a great episode, guys.
Yes.
We 1 year and going strong. And so much to look forward to.
But like I said, that just about does it for this week's episode of the Mouse Ears Podcast. Join us next week for an episode on Disney package breakdowns. That should be a fun episode and also very informative. Don't forget to join our Mouse Ears Podcast Facebook group and our TikTok page. You know, there may be lives whenever we're in the parks. We didn't really announce it last time. But stay tuned to those pages for all the episode details. If you're interested in having a Fairy Tale Journeys agent book your next trip, visit fairytalejourneys.com and let them know that the podcast sent you. Lastly, if you like listening to us, we would love for you to leave us a review wherever you listen and get your podcast needs. Until next episode, thanks everyone. Good night.
Bye guys.
Thank you.